Hola.
Hello, this call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow, ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow, now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1905. How to Balance High-Intensity Interval Training, Weight Training, and Cardio by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hi there, and welcome to another Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of many podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. On this show, that's where I usually answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, today's topic is all about balancing the different types of workouts, high-intensity days, heavy weight training days, and then finding the time to throw in those cardio days. I can definitely relate to this. I often wonder how I can possibly fit all of these workouts into my schedule. So let's see if today's author, Mark Fisher, has any tips for us. And with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Balance High-Intensity Interval Training, Weight Training, and Cardio by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. A lot of people get this wrong. Here's how to think about balancing high-intensity interval training, weight training, and cardio. Recently, a beloved ninja asked me for the down low on balancing fitness modalities. Specifically, they asked, how should one balance high-intensity interval training versus weight training versus steady-state cardio? This is a great question, and many people get this wrong. Here's how to think about this. 1. High-intensity interval training. High-intensity interval training, or HIIT, is a method of training that alternates short periods of all-out intensity with longer periods of lower intensity and recovery. The classic formula here is 10 rounds of 30 seconds of all-out sprinting, followed by 90 seconds of lower intensity jogging. High-intensity interval training can indeed do some wonderful stuff. In the right doses, it can have powerful anti-aging effects. But for most humans, it's usually best done only 1 to 3 times per week. If the volume gets much higher, joints will start to break down, particularly if there are higher impact modalities involved, like running or jumping. Joints aside, after a tipping point of volume, the body will start to actually have a negative response. This is why I'm not a huge fan of many boutique models that only offer high-intensity interval training and invite clients to take classes 5 times a week, week in and week out. Most of my small group personal training programs include a 5 to 10 minute high-intensity interval finisher. This gives you a moderate dose of high-intensity interval training goodness without overdoing it. It's also time efficient since these sessions also give you the magic of weight training. Note: this is also not the best modality to dive into when one is starting or restarting an exercise regimen. Best to give yourself some time to ramp up. 2. Strength training. Thoughtfully loaded and well-executed weight-bearing exercises are our preferred foundation for fitness. Depending on the movement and your fitness level, this type of exercise can include both weight training and body weight training. While more isn't necessarily better, this kind of training can be meaningful even once per week, and can be done as often as 4 to 5 times per week, provided volume and intensity are modified accordingly. When done with good technique and a full range of motion, strength training builds and maintains muscle strength and power, improves bone density, increases movement skill, improves joint health, and supports fat loss and muscle retention when dieting. A good strength training program will also include variation in movements. This provides more mental variety and a lower risk of joint overuse injuries. This style of training is the heart of our small group personal training programs. For most people, most of the time, we like traditional strength training with adequate rest as the base. However, when submaximal weights are used with incomplete rest periods, it can create a powerful cardiovascular training effect. The lower loads and brisk rest periods do blunt some of the strength-building stimulus. Nonetheless, this kind of training can be an amazingly time-effective way to keep your heart healthy while getting many of the benefits of traditional weight training. Provided you use good form, you can get a massive bang for your buck. This type of training is sometimes called metabolic resistance training. This is a fancy way of saying strength training designed to burn calories and disrupt your metabolism. We use this approach in many of our classes. And three, steady state cardio. When we use the term steady state cardio, we're referring to lower intensity, longer duration cardiovascular exercise. This is usually done with some kind of cardio machine like an elliptical, a treadmill, a cycle, and so on for 20 to 60 minutes at a time. When done in the appropriate volume for one's goals and fitness, this kind of cardio can be valuable for improved heart health and even improved recovery and cognition. The key here is keeping the total weekly volume reasonable and ideally incorporating a low-impact exercise. Think brisk incline walking versus the repetitive pound of jogging. This kind of training doesn't usually require lots of technical coaching or fancy programming. However, you may want to use a heart rate monitor so you can stay at 60 to 70% of your maximum heart rate. If you go too low or too high, you won't get the benefits you're looking for. You just listened to the post titled, How to Balance High-Intensity Interval Training, Weight Training, and Cardio by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I really appreciated that Mark outlined very clear goals for us to think about if we want to incorporate all of these forms of training, which I would recommend. For example, you can incorporate 5 to 10 minutes of high-intensity intervals as you finish out your session of weight training or even low-impact cardio. So a week may look something like this. Monday, 20 to 60 minutes of low-impact cardio where the last 5 to 10 minutes include some high-intensity intervals. Tuesday, weight training with the goal of building strength. That means 2 to 3 minute rests between sets of exercises to regain that strength. Wednesday, make that a rest day, which can be used to perform some stretching or some gentle yoga exercises. Thursday, 20 to 60 minutes of low impact cardio with high intensity interval training during the last 5 to 10 minutes. Friday, weight training again with the goal of building strength. So again, 2 to 3 minute rests between sets of exercises. Saturday, 20 to 60 minutes of low impact cardio, but no high intensity interval training at the end. Sunday, another rest day with some light stretching or gentle yoga. Sounds like a well-balanced plan to me. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.